Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
You can issue your press statements, but I'm actually looking for ideas to move us forward. That was for the good of the game. You want to go inside what it's like to sit in this role? Yeah, now, we've given away too much to arrive at these political compromises. Yeah, now, good luck to me. Yeah, now, boy. Yeah, now. Yeah, now. Yeah, now. Yeah, now. Yeah, now. Yeah, now. Boy. Yeah, now. Yeah, now. Yeah, now. Yeah, now. Yeah, now. Yeah, now. You can issue your press statements, but I'm actually looking for ideas to move us forward.
That was for the good of the game.
Good luck to me. Yeah, now.
God.
Buckley, I'm going to need you to go get like a super cut, if you could, of Buford T. Justice. Because it's...
Yeah, I have the long one. I have a minute supercut.
You can issue your press statements, no. But I'm actually looking for ideas.
I think you want one of okay.
There's two things. We need to pull the Jason Sudeikis doing Main Justice on SNL, and we need to see if we can find a super clip of Buford T. Justice from Smoking the Bandit.
What?
I can't decide which one you're channeling more. if we're going Main Justice. Or we're going Buford T. Justice. But either way, justice has been served. Isaac T. Justice.
That was me doing Greg Sankey.
Yeah, now!
As I think that he would sound.
Even though he's from upstate New York. And went to Syracuse.
Yeah, and he doesn't really look...
No.
First job is the intramurals director of Utica College.
It's intramurals, brother.
That's right.
Go play intramurals, brother!
I think at some point, when he was the intramurals, whatever, so he was like, I'm going to be the most powerful man in college football. You know, there's some dude that, you know, that went to school with him, and it's like, dude, that dip-ass, that guy's the commissioner of the SEC? And you're like, yeah, he is.
I've got, you know, the 999 challenge, you know?
Yeah.
Baseball games.
Yeah. Nine beers, nine dogs, nine
innings. Yeah. Well, you've got 18-18-18.
What's that?
It's 18 beers, 18 hot dogs in 18 holes of golf.
Dude. Oh, no.
Yeah. That's like 5 hours.
That's gross. The 18 beers isn't a problem. The 18 hot dogs? The hell you do?
Well, I think for a lot of people, the 18 beers is a problem.
Oh,
it certainly would be for me.
But if you had to, I guess it depends on the person. It does feel like of the 2 feats, the 18 hot dogs is harder to do.
You think so?
I do.
For in a round of golf, you're eating a hot dog a hole.
Warm day?
That's
no. I'm wondering, like, if it's a warm day and you're sweating out the beer and the hot dog's not appetizing, it's easily the beer is the easier way to go.
Yeah, it's not even close.
Cold day, maybe hot dogs.
The idea of eating 18 hot dogs is repulsive. 18 beers, again, I'm assuming we're talking light beers here. I don't have to.
Well, this next
we're not
story,
talking IPAs.
That's whatever. Yeah, that's
this story involves Coors Light.
Yeah. Dude, I can drink 18 Coors Lights over a five-hour round. That's
But that's you. See, I can't.
Yeah.
But I also can't eat 18 hot dogs, so.
I don't think I could do 18, 18, 18.
That's a tough one.
Yeah. And that is 100% the dogs.
Are people doing that?
It's a thing, yeah. Ugh. It's a thing out there.
I just, the food, boy, I couldn't tell you the last time I did a food challenge, and I don't know what would get me to do. I think the last food challenge was the Great Balls of Fire that we did, and that was like 15 years ago. I just can't think, outside of charity, like a significant charitable thing, I can't think of any reason I would do any food challenge.
So we have a new one. And this one is the 24-24-24-24 challenge.
You're asking me to eat 24 hot dogs?
No. This was posted to TikTok by a man named Jordan Keldson.
Okay.
And he set out to hike the Pacific Crest Trail in California.
Okay.
And that's hard.
My buddy's kid did that.
In and of itself.
But that takes you like... That's like a
month, right? Like weeks?
Oh, yeah.
Eight months, something like that. That's
a
whole thing.
You wind all the way into Oregon, don't you?
Well, actually, you go up into Washington.
Yeah.
It ends at the Canadian border. There's like a sign.
So he upped the ante and decided that he would try to eat 24 cheeseburgers, drink 24 beers, and hike 24 miles of the Pacific Crest Trail.
Yeah.
In 24 hours.
Oh. 24 hours.
Yeah. So what do you think about that?
It sounds dumb.
It does sound dumb.
But he posted... So let me just tell you what happened.
Yeah.
So this says he started at 9 p.m. at night, quickly knocked out two burgers. Mm-hmm. These are from McDonald's, and they look pretty small.
So it's just the regular McDonald's cheeseburger. I'm not a quarter pounder.
You know, I saw the TikTok. They looked small. I don't think all of his burgers were from McDonald's.
Okay.
Because the ones that I saw looked like they were from somewhere else and they were tiny.
Okay.
But anyway, and then he has two beers. So in 30 minutes, he has knocked out two burgers and two beers. By around 9 a.m., which is 12 hours later, he had knocked out 12 beers and four burgers.
Okay, I see it here.
And a number of miles. At this point, pretty much everyone was worried that he wasn't going to get her done.
Yeah, that just looks like regular McDonald's cheeseburgers. Like just
so, 15 miles in. Yeah, the one he showed on there.
Yeah.
The first one did, but I think there's another. Is there?
I'm scrolling through here to see. You know,
I thought there was another bag of. Maybe he had them all. Right at the start. Anyway, 15 miles in, he had downed 16 beers and 9 burgers.
Mm-hmm.
That was around 2 o'clock in the afternoon, so he had 7 hours left, and he still had plenty to do. At the 16th mile...
Yeah, those do look like
are they McDonald's?
Well, I don't know. They look different.
They look thicker, don't they?
They look thicker, and he's obviously put them in, like, plastic bag. It's tough to tell, but they may be different, but they're not big cheeseburgers.
They're not big, right. No. That's the thing.
They're similar size to a regular McDonald's cheeseburger.
So by mile 16, he had 18 beers and 12 burgers. And then he looked straight into the camera, and he said, "Do not try this. This sucks." So he finished the 24 miles portion.
Yeah.
He climbed over 5,000 feet.
You are working off calories and, you know, you're sweating stuff out.
Yeah.
Dare I say the worst part of that for me would be hiking the 24 the 24 miles?
So he finished the 24 miles.
Yeah.
But he said that with 3 hours left...
Mm-hmm.
He still had 10 burgers to go.
Oh. Dude, that's so he how many did he in you said he did or didn't finish this?
He does not finish.
He does not finish.
Spoiler. He waved the white flag.
How many burgers did he get?
He did a lot of dinners.
How close did he get?
He said, I failed the cheeseburger part, but I made it 24 miles and I did 24 beers. Now, the beers he was drinking were Coors Lights.
Yeah.
He said, I made it 24 miles, pounded 24 beers. Last one was a shower beer. It was amazing. I did 24 beers, 24 miles in 24 hours and 15 burgers. And then he said, but whatever, I had a good day. Don't try this. Hike your own hike. You never know what you're going to be capable of. Embrace the suck because the cheeseburgers sucked. And part of it, too, he started in the hotel.
Yeah.
If you saw there.
Yeah. The,
so he started before he started.
Before he got on the trail.
So he couldn't do the 24 burgers, but he did 24 beers.
You got a whole day?
Well, yeah, 24 hours.
So you if you're breaking that down, then if I did like just three meals a day, you know, then.
It didn't really say if he slept. Yeah. Like, we're assuming that he just.
Well, it was like, yeah, 24 hours.
He could have slept.
Could have rested. Yeah. I'm just thinking if you did eight, right? So basically you have to eat eight burgers in the morning. You got to eat eight in the afternoon for lunch. And then you got to eat eight for dinner. Again, the beer thing, the beer thing is not a problem. Could you eat 24 burgers? I don't think I could eat 18 hot dogs. Why am I assuming that the burgers are easier than hot dogs? But I got an entire day to do it. I certainly couldn't do it in 5 hours. There's no way I could eat 18 hot dogs or 18 cheeseburgers. If you did it at 24 hours, in fact, I think I'd have a better chance of doing this than I would the golf.
So it's 1 hour. Like, would you pace it to be 1 hour?
Yeah, probably something like that. If you ask me, I have to do one. In a normal round of golf, I have to do 18 and 18. Or I have 24 hours to do the 24, 24, 24, and there's like money or like something big on the line, I would do the...
What if there's a gun to your head?
I would do the 24. I think the 24, 24 is easier.
Yeah, because you just have more time.
He's got more time. I got an entire day, and I would...
Yeah, because if you think about it, 18 hot dogs in 5 hours...
That's a lot.
Well, as you said before, it's like 5 hours.
24 hot dogs, or 24 burgers in 24 hours.
Yeah.
Much more manageable.
Yeah, it's more manageable.
The consumption versus time, the 24-hour ones, and way more.
And like when we were in Italy, there were days where we walked like 15, 16 miles, and that sucked. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm sore, and I, you know, but again, 24 miles, I pace myself. I, you know, that's the one. But either way, that's disgusting. Now, for most people, is the problem the beer, or is most people problem the burger or the dog?
I'm guessing for most people, it's the food.
Yeah, right? I just think it's easier to drink 18 light beers or even 24 light beers than eating 24 hot dogs or 24 burgers. That's rough.
Well, tell him about it.
And I'm guessing if you puke, it's over.
It sounds like he invented the challenge and can do whatever he wants. It's just, the whole thing's kind of odd.
Now, have you ever had 24 beers in 24 hours?
I had 24 beers.
In 5 hours.
Well, and it's not my proudest moment, but when we went to the Indianapolis 500, it's bring your own alcohol, right? You can just
walk in the gate with it.
Yeah, you just bring in your cooler.
NASCAR events are the same way.
So when we went, we brought, my buddy's a big wine guy, so we brought some wine and I brought some... You know, we brought a couple beers, but when we brought some wine or whatever, and then one of the guys we came with, he knew I was coming and he heard I was a Coors guy and he thought I was a Coors Light guy and he bought me a case of Coors Light. And so I kind of felt bad about it. So I started drinking the Coors Light because he was all excited that he was like, he brought me that case of Coors Light. And over the course of it was a really hot day. It's hot as balls out there. And I don't know how long that race is, you know, but you're there for a while. We were there for maybe an hour and a half before the race. And then, but I drank whatever we drank, you know, that came with it. But I drank that case of Coors Light while I was at the Indianapolis 500. So that's like, what, a 5 hour race? And
yeah, you're probably talking 6 to 7 hours there total, maybe. Yeah.
And that was a case of Coors Light. And then on top of, you know, a couple other things that we brought with us. So,
well, now mix in 24 cheeseburgers.
I think I would throw up.
And walk a dozen more miles.
And
so.
I don't think that would be from, I mean, I just.
And 5,000 feet in elevation gain.
Yeah, I don't, I mean, that's just so rough. But I got 24 hours to do it. So you can, I can really.
Space it out.
I can really space it out. So again, I just think about that. I have to drink 8 beers and eat 8 burgers 3 times over the course of the day. The burgers are just way harder than the beers. Light beers for a big guy, you can drink and piss and just. And I will say that I was peeing like every 10 minutes at the Indy 500. But it just goes. You can just burn through your system if you're a bigger guy. I mean, it wasn't uncommon when we were at BYU, which is kind of a weird thing. That was not uncommon for a couple old linemen to each get a case of crappy beer and then like a bunch of tacos, and that was just your night.
Well, all the fat offensive linemen in high school used to drink 16, 18 beers. It would always blow me away, because I can never do that. But it was nothing.
Yeah, if you're a big guy,
that's when I realized I wasn't going to be an offensive lineman.
And you know what? It's better for you to not be.
I was like, Jesus, man.
To not be an offensive
lineman. Scott Gehring.
See, and I knew guys that I think could probably do this without blinking. Like, I'm a guy that created, I'm not supposed to be that big. I knew guys that I played with that probably could do this in their sleep. They wouldn't even blink. They were like 330 pounds naturally, and they were like bottomless pits. So I'm probably not the representative for the old line that you would want. You go find one of these, dudes that are naturally 6'6", go 345, 350 walking around. I bet you they could do that crap in their sleep. I'm convinced that the burgers and the hot dogs would get me.
Adulting 101, next on The Fan. By the way, Dr. Buckley over there, first of all, we got to give him credit because we were laughing at his Dustin May sucks bet.
And then the Dodgers got up to a 2-0 lead.
Yeah, and Dustin May was mowing him down.
Turns out Dustin May does indeed
suck. Didn't suck today. Didn't need to.
Well, he got the W, but that game, his bet was the over-under on runs between the Guardians and Dodgers.
7.5, right?
8.5.
8.5. And it hit 14.
But to your point earlier, the Dodgers could get there on their own, which is what made it appealing. And they did.
They did. They got nine.
Yeah. Congratulations.
And thank you.
Sue owes you an apology. Now,
I just liked in one of the updates, Buck dropped a...
Dustin May. May
Dustin
indeed
May,
suck.
May indeed suck, which that was the highlight of the show for me.
Now, I also want to report that Buck... So he just told me that Tyrese Halliburton in the first half is an assist shy of the triple-double.
Yes.
A rebound shy of it.
In the first half, he has 20 points, 10 assists, and 8 rebounds. So two
points. 9 rebounds. At least, I'm looking at the ESPN, it says 9. He's got 1 offensive, 8 defensive, 9 total.
I think 8 here, but...
Okay, well, maybe he needs 2 more. We'll see.
Either way, the point is that guess who bet the Tyrese Halliburton triple-double in this game?
The man's a machine.
He's unbelievable.
The number was way off.
30-1.
30-1. You tell me that's not going to happen more than 1 in 30 times?
How much you bet?
$2.50 to win 75.
I love Ryan Buckley.
Dude, I've never seen anything like this.
His account.
It's so bloated.
Yeah. It'd be great if his wife didn't know about it, but unfortunately all this money has already been spoken for. But
so if you haven't been following, Buckley has been hitting long shot bets right and left.
Yes.
You've hit at least 5 that are 30-1 or longer.
I think that's correct.
Including one that, what was the one? Turned into $1,700?
Yeah, $1 to make $1,700 on the Kentucky Derby.
Dude. $1? He may retire just betting a dollar. Has anybody ever retired from sports betting at a dollar a clip?
I'm guessing the answer
is a dollar a unit.
What we need to play the fun game is, if his standard unit was like $10, where would he be sitting?
Yeah,
we tried to play that game, and
we'll still do that.
Buckley doesn't. I don't think
he
Buckley
doesn't
wants
report
people
back.
To know. Yes, I think.
No, he just wanted a list of all the long shot hits, which I think I could provide.
Yeah, and we could easily do the math.
Yeah.
Or someone could.
Yeah.
On the...
Yeah, you don't want us
just adding a zero to it or something?
Yeah.
Again, now you don't go down those roads.
Because I don't want to.
It's going
to
be more challenging for us, but...
Watch him never get a rebound and not get a triple-double.
Rolls an ankle.
I mean, we've had those games before where you've got a half to get one or two things and it doesn't happen and you're like, oh my God.
The Pacers are up 9.
But yeah, something tells me that triple-double is going to hit.
You think so?
Yeah, it was... How does he go an entire half without getting one or two rebounds?
You know, the other thing about Halliburton, and I really like watching him and the Pacers play.
The Halibon.
The Halibon. And his hot girlfriend from Iowa State.
Yeah.
He does. Do you think he's ever lifted a weight in his life? Because he sure doesn't look like it.
I think a lot of NBA guys probably fall into that.
I think Chet has, but he doesn't look like it. Just,
yeah, I mean, look
a
at
lot
Halliburton.
Of guys built like that, they've tried, and it just doesn't stick.
Halliburton does not, like, he just is not, his arms look like, well, I wouldn't say my arms.
He's spindly, though.
But, yeah.
He does not look, if you saw him in the weight room, I do not think he would be putting up impressive amounts of weight. And that's kind of the beauty part of basketball is you don't have to put up impressive amounts of weight.
Ask KD.
Well, you can do that in a lot of sports. There is nothing dumber than equating being jacked with being a good athlete because they have nothing to do with each other.
That's very true.
I can't tell you the number of times in football that you would play someone or you'd get someone to come try out for a team that was like a bodybuilding type dude who just we coined you look like Tarzan, you play like Jane, and you just it just doesn't equate.
Do you think there are more guys in the NBA that are? Like, because we're used to seeing some specimens, like some dudes that are ripped
LeBron's that way.
Yeah. Do you think there's more guys like that or more guys like, you know, the Julius Randle?
There's more guys like
Zion.
That are just, they're a little doughy. And, yeah, there's more guys like that. It's easier. Like, when you're an athletic specimen like that, it's just, you know. It's a skill league.
You wouldn't know that I'm such an athletic specimen by looking at me and my flabby arms.
Well, I mean, my buddy was asking me about this. We were talking about this just the other day because he was asking me about like boxers and even like MMA fighters. Dude, the best boxers and MMA fighters do not look like you would think. Like, you know, they're not fat. They're not like in like bad shape, but they are not the dudes that are just. That are jacked and look like scary, they're not the best fighters. Look at Floyd Mayweather. Floyd Mayweather does not look like just some physical freak.
But he's cut.
He's cut. You know, like, but
doesn't have an ounce of fat on him.
Sugar Ray Leonard wasn't like some physical specimen. If you ever want to see something funny, go look up, you know, those Battle of the Network Stars that they used to do.
Oh, yeah.
There is a race between Wayne Gretzky, who, by the way, is in a polo shirt.
Oh, this is amazing. We talked about this on an episode that, or one of the shows that Rop was out.
It is Wayne Gretzky, Pele, Sugar Ray Leonard, and someone else. And Wayne Gretzky beat Sugar Ray Leonard by 900 meters. It is he blows him away. And, like, again, you just
Bjorn Borg was the other one.
Yeah, Bjorn Borg.
I love Bjorn Borg.
But they all get down like in the starting blocks of like a 100-meter dash, and they all take off, and Gretzky smokes them all.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, but again, go look at Sugar Ray. Go look at Muhammad Ali when he fought. He wasn't like this giant, like herked up thing. The best MMA fighter of all time. Look at John Jones. John Jones is the single greatest MMA fighter of all time. And John Jones does not... look, if you just saw him, he just looks like a guy. In fact, there's like a new prevailing theory, at least in the fight game, that's starting to spill over that the big muscly guys don't have the cardio to be great fighters. That when you're jacked with muscle like that, your body has to supply so much oxygen to keep all that big muscle going that you gas out and you don't have good stamina and you fade. Also, maybe one of the reasons why guys that look like that get hurt all the time is they're just so jacked to the gills that their frame can't handle it. And it's actually better off to be someone that's got more of a dad bod and your body, you're strong enough, you're athletic enough, but you don't have to carry all that muscle.
All right, well, there's a little impromptu sports talk for you guys.
The price is wrong, bitch.
Bitch.
All right, coming up next, let's get back to the topic at hand, and that is Gen Zers. Let's make fun of them again, because we like to do that here.
Yeah, everyone loves to drag Gen Z.
Well, yeah. I mean, they're easy to drag. Yeah. And
snowflake softies.
They don't know how to do anything.
No, not really.
So we've got a topic on that coming up next. on the fan. Here's Buck.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
All right, now to one of our favorite pastimes, making fun of Gen Z.
Yes.
Which is our right. It's well within our rights to do.
Here now!
That's right.
Doesn't every generation make fun of the next generation? Isn't that just kind of...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's just... It's a rite of passage. Yeah,
Gen Z.
You'll do it too, Gen Zers.
Yeah, they'll make fun of whoever the hell... I don't know what the next... generation is called Generation Alpha or whatever.
Well, Gen Z is now flocking to Adulting 101 crash courses because they don't know how to do anything.
There's Adult 101 classes?
How to be adults.
Adulting 101, yes. As a matter of fact, there is a class, they are saying this is in Canada at the University of Waterloo.
Mm-hmm.
They are offering this class. It is Adulting 101. It offers, it covers everything from healthy relationships to how not to set your kitchen on fire. Seriously.
You need a class for that?
It's a thing.
Jeebus.
Apparently you do with this generation of numbnuts.
What is happening?
They don't know how to, so like, they don't know, how, they certainly don't know how to change a tire because they typically don't have a car.
No.
They don't know how to sew. They don't know how to do a lot of things. They don't cook. They don't do laundry. They can't budget for rent. They can't go into a grocery store without Googling what's a turnip. They don't know anything.
Are they?
Well, not all of them.
Are they that bad?
They are that bad.
See, I wonder. Like,
and it's not all of them.
No, and see, that's why. Like, I'm not around enough of them. Like, I have my three kids, and there's definitely times where I shook my head and been like, oh my god. But you know, I show them how to do something, and then for the most part, you know, my kids are I think they're all somewhat self-sustainable, and every now and then, like, they need some help, and I'll roll my eyes. But once you kind of show them, then that it's kind of over. I don't know. I've always wondered how overblown, because some of the stats are pretty incredible, like when you read about them. But I don't know. I just wonder how much of that is hyperbole, and is it really that bad?
Well, it's bad compared to us.
Yeah.
Right? But because we were more independent.
Sure.
We just had to figure stuff out.
I'm always amazed, like, when I read, like, I saw a thing the other day. I was reading an article on Gen Z, and they said that, and I guess this is what I wonder, like, is this like us with athletes? They said that 57% of Gen Zers want to be influencers.
Yeah.
Like 57%. And I was like, oh my God. That's and like right. The number of Gen Z males that are not employed and are not seeking employment, it's like 7 million.
Right.
I was like, oh my God. Like they don't have a job, nor do they want a job, like at all. And more of them are living with their parents and it's by choice. And so when I hear that stuff, it's like alarming to me, but I don't know a lot of people like that. So I always, you know, I always ask the question, can it really be that bad? But then I listen to people and I'm like, well, maybe it is.
Yeah, they blame helicopter parenting and extended adolescence made worse by rising numbers of young adults living with mom and dad. You're just more likely to be financially dependent on your parents for longer. They say high schools are failing students, not academically, but practically. Until the 1960s, for example, New York City high schoolers learned to cook, clean, and sew as part of their standard curriculum.
Yeah.
I mean, we did have home ec.
Yeah.
In 2025, they'd be lucky if they knew how to do their laundry.
Someone said, I met a 24-year-old that asked me to turn on an oven and never done it. Gen Z employees will ask HR people to make doctor appointments for them because their parents always did it for them.
Yeah.
God.
I know, and that seems wild to us.
Well, that's rough.
Because, well, it is rough to us. It's not to them, though.
Yeah.
I mean, they bring other things to the table. It's just very different from how
like
we were.
Like what?
I've had to teach I've had to teach a couple of my 30-something neighbors and friends how to change a tire.
Yeah.
Dusty taught me how to change a tire.
Batman?
Yeah. When I had a nail in my tire at the old building. Mm-hmm. Had never done it before. Had never gone through anything do it before. I'm like, he's like, it's not that hard. I'm like, okay, but how am I supposed to know?
I will say that I think a lot of it...
Is there anything Dusty can't do?
I am convinced...
Black down.
Grow a good beard. I am convinced
that
half of that stuff is like Buckley said, is it's just doing it once.
No, that's what I mean.
If you've learned to do, if you see something done once, it's not as scary. But I think for a lot of younger people, it's just never been presented to them and they've never sought it out. And so I think it scares them a little bit.
Well, and there's a lot of things too. Like you think about home ownership.
Yeah.
When we bought houses for $120,000.
So you were forced to learn a lot of that stuff by...
I know I was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't have that growing up, but I had it when I bought a house. You had to learn that stuff.
Well, it's true. Like, I learned a lot about,
But these kids, but to finish my point, they can't buy a house for $125,000. No. So they're not in homes like we were at younger ages because everything's more expensive now.
So at 22 or 23 years old, I learned about, learning about blown fuses and how to deal with that stuff and the stuff that comes along with home ownership, how to change out a ceiling fan or whatever. But you're right that if you've had an apartment your whole life and you're 30, why would you know how to do any of that stuff?
Some of it falls on parents.
Sure.
You just got to teach kids how to do things. But parents are doing less and less of that in these modern times. Here are the top five things Gen Zers can't do. This is common skills. Boomers are shocked. Gen Zers don't know.
Okay.
Number five, how to count correct change. They were brought up in the credit card world. And, of course, that's now moved to their phones, apps like Venmo.
That's basic. Boy, that's shocking to me because I understand that, that's basic counting. Huh.
Number four.
I'm surprised.
How to tell time on a clock with hands.
Yeah, I can see that being.
Of course, this isn't all of Gen Z, but they struggle the most when the clock has Roman numerals or just lines where the numbers go.
I can see that. 100%.
That blows me away, but yes.
Yeah.
I see. Number three, how to unclog a toilet using a plunger.
Totally can see it.
Yeah.
That's something you should learn when you're so young that your parent never has to do it for you more than that one. Like, I don't know about that.
But I also feel like a plunger, you can just look at it. And figure it out.
Yeah, there's a hole that's clogged, and this thing has a circle. What are you supposed to do?
Right.
Put it on the side? No.
No, man. I'm often amazed at times at when what you think is basic, it doesn't dawn on them until you show it to them.
Number two, how to address a piece of mail.
Oh, yeah.
Give him an envelope and tell him to send it in the mail to a long-lost relative. See him try to figure out what goes where, including home address, stamp, and where it's being sent.
Yeah, make sure to include a return address.
Well, writing a check probably is the same thing. Anything like that. Mail, checks, anything that's handwritten. I have a teacher friend of mine who says that because of, ChatGPT, They make their, she makes the students sometimes write by hand, and she, when that happens, it all goes to hell. Like, it's brutal. Yeah. Kids like freak out about having to write a page by hand.
Because a lot of kids. What, oh, go ahead.
Yeah, it just, and that's, it's, they, like, the kids totally melt down and say that it's unfair and whole thing.
I heard a lot of kids too are also using online contractions, like when they write stuff out, like instead of YOU apostrophe RE, they're just doing the letters UR because that's what they've been doing on IM and text forever.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. And this guy's right. There's YouTube on how, there is a YouTube how to for literally everything.
Yes.
How are they still so clueless? That's a good point. Because I tell you what, you and I didn't really have YouTube when we were kids.
And I use it all the time.
All the time for little things. I recently
replaced the ice maker in the bottom part of my freezer.
There you go.
And would YouTube. And my daughter was
super
like,
easy.
My daughter was like, oh my God, Dad. And I was like, YouTube. And she was like, oh, and she helped me do it. And when we did it, she got done. She was like, well, that wasn't that hard.
Isn't it the best when you pull up the actual video?
Yeah.
And you have to sort through some videos to see what's exactly the one you want.
But you find the exact one.
But then you find the one you want, and it's only like 2 minutes long.
Amazing.
You're like, perfect.
Yep.
This won't take long. And number one, top five things Gen Zers can't do and drives boomers crazy. How to read a map and figure out directions. Not even, I mean, I don't even know how.
No, I mean,
there was no such thing as paper maps when they were in their lifetime.
No, that's not their fault. It's just not a thing. But I would tell you what, if we ever got to a thing where like electronics went down, like, and we were, had to like do stuff without yourself, they would be effed. In the apocalypse, they will be absolutely effed.
I'm still waiting for it to happen. We've seen whether it's, I mean, like, people are worried about nuclear warfare and things like that. A serious way to derail a whole nation?
Yeah.
Get rid of their internet. Yeah, get rid of their electricity.
Yeah, like one of the, like, the dirty bombs or whatever, what do they call them? Like the electrical pinches or whatever, the pulses, and it just shuts down electric grids. Society would collapse within a few days.
Don't give me any ideas, guys.
It just would.
Ho, ho, ho. Yeah, now.
All right, we will wrap it up next on The Fan.
Boy!
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
All right.
Yeah, now. Yeah, now.
Yeah, now. Hot Corner is coming up next.
Boy.
And it's going to be Patrick Harris. And it's going to be Joe Fisher. And it's going to be Jordan Schultz.
Is he wearing a headband?
I saw them all out there.
He had a headband last time.
Who?
Schultzy.
Schultzy?
Yeah, a little corn pop.
No, not tonight.
He was wearing the Bryce Harper headband.
Like he's going out to batting practice.
Oh, Schultzy.
We were just peeing together, Schultzy and I.
How was it?
It was good. He was bragging about, because I peed with Buckley and Schultzy today.
Oh, nice.
Together?
Yeah.
I mean, not together. Separate instances.
You guys had a three-way
shared
going,
a stall
did
and
you?
Everything. Did a sword fight?
Yeah. Like hold hands and.
Yeah, I don't want to like call him out or anything, but one of them, well, Buckley, took a mid-show dookie.
Good luck to me.
It's a bold move.
Now.
It was a bold move, but
what are you going to do?
I know.
I wasn't going to wait till the end of the show.
Bro, I've been there. I totally get it. Yeah. But I was really impressed. But what I was going to tell you is...
you were impressed. Hey, congratulations.
Well, I am an impressive dumper.
I was impressed how fast he was. Because I was in there. Because I followed him in there. And normally I follow him in there and we're both peeing.
Yeah.
But then he went into the stall and that threw me off. And now I'm like, oh.
Around the ankle.
Should I leave? And then we got to talk it. But my point is that I talked to Buckley while he was pooping.
Sure.
And I talked to Schultzy while he was peeing. Yeah. So we break the ice by talking while we...
And I don't believe in that.
I know you don't.
I believe in science. In fact, I've chastised Buckley before.
It would be much more awkward.
I brought that up while I was on the crapper.
Yeah. It would be much more awkward if Buckley was pooping and I knew it and he knew I was in there.
And we were just both silent?
No word was said. You can't do that.
You do. You keep it quiet.
That was the good of the game.
So Schultzy was bragging to me while he was peeing that he correctly predicted that when he was on the show with us last year and whenever Robbie Ray got traded, that the Mariners would only win 85 games or no more than 85 games, and they won 85 games. That's so he was bragging about that to me. Yes.
Did he just remember it?
What an odd.
Yeah, I don't really know.
Because it's an odd time for it to come up.
Yeah, I don't know why.
I mean, Robbie Ray's been really good for the Giants. Wow, but
I think he wanted to tell me.
What a strange.
What?
What?
Yeah, I don't.
What?
What?
What? What?
That whole thing would throw me off.
We've given away too much to arrive at these
when
political
you're in the bathroom with another man.
Just
keep it quiet. Just let's go.
What?
Move it along.
God. Here now.
No one wants to talk, and so it's awkward banter. Just shut up.
Here now. Fight. Boy.
Keep it quiet. Keep it cold.
We talk. And you know what? If the next time you and I pee together, I'm going to be bringing up some topics.
You remember Robbie Ray? What a weird thing to bring up.
And it's going to be that random.
Hey, my penis is in my hand. And by the way, Robbie Ray.
All right, everybody have a great night. Hot Corner coming up next. We're back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on the Fan. Good night.
Ships of Spain, red ships of Spain.
Yeah, now.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.